In our continuing coverage of the situation in Libya, which at this hour, the manhunt for Muammar Gaddafi continues. Libyan rebels continue to clash with some loyalist forces. But in the course of our coverage, we've heard a lot of voices like this one.
I'm not quite sure what's going on right now. The noise level is changing. We hear gunshots, then we hear loud bombs, which seem to sound like NATO. But we're not quite sure whether it's NATO bombing or the Gaddafi regime attacking. It keeps coming and going, and if it's not the bombing, it's the gunshots.
That voice was broadcast on our partner, the BBC, on Monday of this week, and you can hear in the tone of that voice the civilians caught in the crossfire of this battle between the rebels and Muammar Gaddafi. What is the humanitarian threat, vulnerability, and issue right now in Libya, and what's it likely to be as the rebels take control and actually begin governance in Libya? Roshan Khadivi joins us, UNICEF Libya Response Team spokesperson. She's on the line from Benghazi. Roshan, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'd love to know how you assess the humanitarian situation in Libya. We spoke months ago about refugees gathering near the Tunisian border, refugees streaming out of Misrata at a certain point. Where do things stand now?
Well, what I can tell you is that within Libya itself, you have more than 200,000 internally displaced people. Some of these people have fled their homes, their communities, and they're seeking refuge throughout Libya. Obviously, the resources are scarce, so they're having a very difficult time. You have over 2 million children who have lost the school year. You have a lot of schools that have been damaged, or obviously you find UXOs and all sorts of weapons around, so it's very difficult. You come across a lot of civilians that they're experiencing trauma, separation from family. And, of course, as the humanitarian community is watching the situation in Tripoli, they're also urging all parties to make sure that the civilians are protected, in particular women and children. We are hearing reports that the fighting in Libya obviously continues, and there are obviously civilians that are always caught, you know, between the crossfire.
Roshan Khadivi is the UNICEF Libya Response Team spokesperson. She's on the line from Benghazi. Roshan, what of the humanitarian problems do you think can be reversed with enough aid or the unfreezing of Libyan assets? And what do you think is going to be a sort of permanent legacy of this conflict?
Well, one of the things that UNICEF and other humanitarian organizations have started inside Libya, we have set up psychosocial support for children. I think the fact that the funds will be available will make it easier for us and other organizations to provide medicines and vaccines throughout Libya, because many areas they don't have access to health services. We'll be able to open some of the schools. The main thing is that civilians, particularly children, need to feel that they're going back to a sense of normalcy. So the sooner we respond and continue with our current response and expand it, the sooner we can really create a better environment for the population that have gone through this traumatic experience.
What has the infrastructure been like in Benghazi? We're hearing the challenges in communication just on your phone line there. Is it easy to communicate around the country in this environment right now and to assess the situation in places like Sirte or Misrata, for instance?
In Misrata, for example, we have partners that we are communicating with. Obviously, it's quite difficult. The internet access is not reliable, so we are using various channels to get the latest information and make sure that supplies reach those areas. Also in Western and Nakusa Mountains, where you hear a lot of reports of civilians being affected, you know, by UXOs, and there are small weapons all around, so, and mines and so on. So it's quite difficult. I think UN has already started small security missions, and we are watching the situation and coordinating very closely with the rest of the humanitarian community. But as you said, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take some time for us to be able to do an accurate assessment.
All right,
and make sure that civilians, yeah.
Roshan Khadivi giving us a sense of the humanitarian issues in Libya. She's the UNICEF Libya Response Team spokesperson speaking from Benghazi. And now Anders Fogh Rasmussen, he's been interviewed on the BBC's World Service from defense correspondent Jonathan B. talking about the situation in Libya and that NATO's mission there is far from over.
We will continue to conduct our operations with the aim to fulfill the UN mandate to protect civilians against any attacks. And this is a reason why we continue to closely monitor the situation in Libya. And whenever and wherever there is attacks against civilians or threats against civilians, we will take action.
Can you tell us a bit about what happened in the raid by the rebels on Tripoli itself over the weekend? How was NATO involved in that operation?
There's been no change in our operation. We conduct our operation from the air and at sea, and the clear aim is to protect civilians. Obviously, the fact that the fighting has now moved to a densely populated area also makes it necessary to adapt our operation to the evolving situation on the ground. But in principle, we are continuing our operation on the same basis as before.
But it's true to say that the airstrikes that were carried out over the weekend were in close coordination with the rebels' move into Tripoli.
For security reasons, we don't comment on operational details. But of course, we are very careful to make sure that we avoid civilian casualties.
You say you can't comment. I'm just reading out what one of the rebel forces said. Honestly, NATO played a very big role in liberating Tripoli. They bombed all the main locations that we couldn't handle with our light weapons. So they say that you did help them.
Yeah, but the purpose of our mission is to protect civilians.
But you've been doing more than that, haven't you?
We protect civilians. We take out military units that could be used to attack civilians.
NATO General Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen in his first sit-down interview since the fall of Tripoli with BBC's defense correspondent Jonathan Beale.